Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. Nutrition, sun exposure, stress. She gets to the heart of how to make everybody glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You know, we love talking stats here on The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Here's one that's super simple to remember. Discover automatically doubles the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cash Back Match. That means with Discover, you can turn $150 cash back to $300. That's right. You can put it towards some memorabilia you've had your eye on or treat yourself to a premium sports network. You earn and Discover doubles. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Most deals are barely worth mentioning. But then there's AT&T's best deal on the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6. You can get it on them when you trade in your eligible smartphone. Any year, any condition. It's a deal so good, you'll be shouting from the rooftops. So grab a ladder and learn how to get that new phone on AT&T. AT&T, connecting changes everything.
Requires trade-in of Galaxy S, Note, or Z Series smartphone. Limited time offer, 256 gigabytes for $0. Additional fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung or visit an AT&T store for details.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, hour number 3 on a Worship Wednesday. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. The Odd Couple, of course, the way sports talk radio should be. File or fair with J.R. Gamble of MLBBro.com. And Sports Rap Radio in Detroit will join us at the bottom of the hour for Foul or Fair. Rob, how is Sports Rap Radio going?
We are doing all right, Chris. Pretty good. Coming along. Keeping growing, getting better. You can check us out on the stream, Chris, now. And when you get a chance, go to SportsRapRadioDetroit.com, the website. Click on Listen Live. And, Chris, the stream sounds great. It really does.
Good.
And, of course, Martin and JR are doing middays from noon to 3. So Martin's on there.
Well, quickly. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say. So Martin's on there. Lindsey Hunter has a show in the afternoon drive. We've had him on here.
Is VJ Husky on there, too?
No.
Oh, he's not. Okay, I thought he was.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We may have Martin jump in because I know he's been following the WNBA. But, Rob, I don't know if you have. Caitlin Clark is balling. Like, she is – we talked about, you know, will she do what she did in college. She's starting to. Her last 6 games, I think in July, Rob,
mm-hmm.
she's averaged over 11 assists a game. And she's up to like 17.8 points or something
what
like
is that?
That.
What is that? It's
and 7.8 assists a game.
Chris, yeah, do you hear that?
Storm. Oh, you hear it? Yeah, it's in my.
Is that loud?
Close my window. Yeah.
Wow.
Give me a second. Let me close my window.
Chris, huh? I'm telling you, it sounded like I thought it was happening here. You know what I mean? That's how loud it was. I thought it was happening here. It was that loud. I could hear it.
Yeah, yeah. But that's
typical summer thunderstorm, right? Thunder bumpers.
Well, it's been, Rob, it's been in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
100, a couple. It's been burning up.
The earth will cool itself, Chris. You know that.
Man, yeah, exactly. That's You're right. But Caitlin Clark is killing.
So she's doing her thing,
huh? Their team has turned around. And it's because Clark is playing better. But one reason she's playing better is because Aaliyah Boston, let's just face it, last year's Rookie of the Year, she just didn't come into the season in shape.
And now she's
and
playing,
remember,
huh?
Now she's like back to, she's actually playing better probably than she did last year. And she's great. And, you know, she's giving Caitlin help, and she's another person you got to, you know, pay attention to. And so they actually got something going. They've won, like, after the 1-8 start, they've gone 10-6. So
that's a big turnaround.
Well. Martin,
yeah.
You've been checking them out. Of course, Angel Reese playing well with the double-doubles. But these two rookies, all that talk about, oh, they about to find out what time it is. I mean, they coming in balling.
Yeah, I've been paying attention. I've been locked in. There's only 12 teams, so it's hard to, you know, to
not be locked in. Right.
It doesn't
it's
take
easy
too much
to
time.
Keep stay on top of everything.
Exactly.
Right. Right. But Clark is looking great. I mean, she's starting to look like she looked in college.
The one thing she's
not
gotta,
scoring quite as much.
I'd say the one thing she's got to work on is her turnovers, and I think her shot selection leaves a little bit to be desired. Like right now, she's got 17 points on 14 shots, 2-for-7 from three. I think she might want to be a little more judicious on some of the three pointers that she takes. But outside of that, she's pretty much what as advertised.
I'll tell you, I'm not being a Debbie Downer. I've seen highlights, but I haven't seen 1 minute of a WNBA game this year. I haven't seen – it just doesn't interest me. I watch the highlights because I'm watching SportsCenter, Chris, or whatever.
But you ain't watching the highlights. You're watching SportsCenter.
Well, you know,
you see the highlights.
You know what I mean, right? Well, it's
I see the hockey highlights.
Right,
I'm not
right,
exactly
right.
Watching
no, you know,
it.
Okay. That's where I'm at. You know what I mean? Like, it's on. But I haven't watched a single game. I mean, I know – I was in my hotel the other day, and I was flipping the channel, and I guess some games are on CBS. I heard,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, okay, some WNBA games are on CBS now. So I did know that enough, but I couldn't tell you, like, who was playing or what was going on. I'm in the minority.
Hey,
I'm just never.
No, you're not. I mean, you're actually in the majority, to be honest. You know what I mean? But the league is experiencing growth, and everybody's not going to watch, but they are definitely experiencing growth.
Right.
And, you know, Caitlin Clark and even Angel Reese to a lesser degree, but still Angel Reese are really bringing some popularity to this sport that they really haven't seen in decades. So, all right, Rob, let's go here. We talked with Eddie House about it. Bronny James, who plays tonight, it'd be starting in about 30 minutes, actually. He's 0-for-15 from three. I think he's 7-for-31 overall, like 22%. And everybody, of course, is talking about Bronny. Is he ready? Is he a pro? What the heck is going on? But Alex Sarr, who was the number two pick in the draft by the Washington Wizards, and was actually viewed for most of the lead up to the draft as the best player in the draft. And he wouldn't work out for the Atlanta Hawks, so I don't know if that's the sole reason, but that may have contributed to them taking Zachary Richechet instead of Alex Sarr. I'm surprised I didn't hear Rob say, Gesundheit.
I was going to say it. All right. I was going to give you a break. Go ahead. Already.
But Sarr, Rob, last night, and Martin, look up what he's been doing in the summer league, like his first couple games, because last night, I think it was last night, but his last game, Rob, he was 0-for-15. Now, this isn't Bronny. This isn't the 55th pick in the draft. This is the second pick in the draft. He's a 7-footer from France, and he was 0-for-15.
Yeah, I mean, that,
I think 0-for-7 from Trey. So what are your thoughts on that? And a lot of people wonder, well, why? Eddie House even asked, why aren't we talking about him like we're talking about Bronny?
Because nobody, A, knows who that guy is. His dad is not one of the most famous basketball players who ever played. His dad didn't finagle to get him in to a situation that nobody had, for the most part, Chris, had ever had happen. And that's why Bronny's always going to be a bigger story because of his dad. And that's why if Bronny was, Chris, the 55th pick who did not – wasn't related
he was
to Bronny
Jones.
Bronny Jones, and he was off to this, you know, bad start, shaky start, whatever you want to use the term. It wouldn't be the highlights
nobody
on SportsCenter. Exactly. That,
right?
that you nobody know that.
Know.
Nobody 100%. But if you're going to if Bronny James has a good day or a steal or a big three or whatever, and they're showing that, Chris, they're going to show when you go 0-for-15 from three or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, that's what comes with it. Because if he was playing well, they wouldn't be like, oh, we're not showing that. No, I mean, right? They wouldn't be like, oh, we're not showing. He's the 55th pick. We're not showing the summer league highlights of that guy. They would be showing it like crazy.
Can you imagine if he was killing?
Right.
It would be like
it would
ridiculous.
Be it would be Chris. You would have to turn the channel. Am I right?
Yeah.
If he was killing,
and it's interesting, Rob. Like, and it's not a surprise, but their number one draft pick or their the 17th pick overall, Dalton Kennett, from Tennessee. He's actually been playing well.
Yeah, I saw,
like he's
right.
playing really well, and he's not really getting. You're not hearing much at all about him, and we understand why. I will say this about Alex Sarr. And I'm going to just take it to the nerdy basketball reason why I think people are, you know, not as up in arms about him. I agree totally with what you said.
Right.
It's LeBron James' son versus some guy from France that
we don't know.
Of.
We never saw. So we don't know. We don't know.
Right. That is the main reason. But I'm going to say this as well, and if either of you have been watching these games or at least the highlights, tell me what you think of this take. I watched Sarr mostly the highlights yesterday of his game when he went 0-for-15 or 2 days ago, whenever it was. He doesn't look out of – not only does he not look out of place – he looks incredibly comfortable on the court. His form is nice. He's 7'1", but he moves well. He doesn't look gawky.
Mm-hmm.
He looks smooth. He just missed. It wasn't like, oh, he's this guy's got to rush his shots or he can barely get his shot off.
Yeah,
so
but it would
he's,
be.
He's missed. He just missed. Now, I will say this. This is the negative. He loves the three. I think it was 0-for-7 from three.
Right.
There was a 4-on-1 break he pulled up from three.
That's ridiculous. But
yeah.
That's the,
so he's too in love with the three. Like, he could easily, because his handle's decent, pretty good for a guy that tall. But his things are clearly fixable. I'm not really even impressed. I'm not saying this dude's going to be a superstar. I don't know. But I'm telling you, on the court, he looks like he more than belongs. He just missed shots. Martin, did you see any of his highlights or the game?
I saw him block 3 shots in 15 seconds, but that
was
about
it. He also had 3 blocks. So, yeah. But did you agree? Like,
no,
he
I'm not
just
talking about
shots.
Yesterday. I didn't see yesterday. He did it maybe 2 or 3 days ago. Chris, I got his numbers here for you.
I think
you
he had
want.
3 blocks in the game. He went 0-for-15.
He did. He did.
Yeah.
Right now, shooting percentage from the floor, a robust 19.5%.
Well, how much of that is the 0-for? I mean, you go 0-for-15, it's going to be ugly. What did he do to games before that?
They don't break him down game by game. This is just his so far in summer league. He's on 13 attempts. He's making about 2 shots, 19.5% from the floor.
2-for-13 on average is what he's
yes doing. On
wow.
For takes 6 threes a game, makes 0.7. For a really strong,
yeah, he's in love with the
11.8%.
Yeah, he's too in love with the three. But yeah, I mean, that's just a basketball thing on it. I don't think he's.
And I know what you're saying. You're saying like He's obviously a player, just right. had a bad day at the office. Right? Right. right? Like, just have one
of
those.
I remember Wimby's first game. Now, I know this wasn't this guy's first game, but, you know, Wimby looked like, oh, wow, he's going to take a while. You
right.
know?
And he wound up
and he took a game. Right.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, everybody was like, everyone knows it's Wimby. You know what I mean? just is.
Yeah, but Bronny Robb, I mean, he's a project. That's what he is.
I saw your clip.
Say that about a 6
I saw your clip on IG from First Things First.
Yeah,
and you're gonna give them time and whatnot, which is fine. I'm no one's gonna no one takes. I've talked to people in the NBA, and you know the summer league is not the end all be all where you're crowning people, Chris, good or bad.
You got to be careful, right?
Good or bad. So I do agree with that. And people in the NBA I've talked to said, yeah, you just can't put too much stock in it.
No,
but I agree with the he just doesn't seem comfortable. Like,
I mean, he's got a long way to go. And right now, the thing too. And I look, this is how role players are, but he doesn't really do anything. You know, like when he's out there, now he's hustling on defense, and he's getting after it. But if he wasn't Bronny James, you almost wouldn't really know he's out there.
And that's fair.
And it was kind of like that at USC.
Right. Some people have a presence, Chris, even if they're not involved in the scoring or whatever. Like, there's just something about that player that draws you to them.
Yeah.
And I agree. A lot of times, I'm looking for Bronny as I watch.
Yeah, you're looking for that number nine, right?
I'm trying to find him.
Right.
Where's Waldo? Is he just standing there in the corner? Bronny, where are you?
No, he doesn't really do much.
With 7:17 left in the fourth quarter, Indiana Fever, Dallas.
What the?
Okay, tell Martin.
What is going on?
He's taping
something.
All right,
something, Martin, like.
But he's interrupting
you
our
had
show.
You co-hosted the last 2 days, man. Now you got to just hop in like willy-nilly?
My goodness.
My God.
I just don't remember Steve DeSager ever doing that. I'm just saying.
Hey, Steve.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Bronny, 0-for-15 from 3 overall in his 3 summer league games. Alexander Sarr, the number 2 pick, was 0-for-15 yet in 1 game. Why are we talking more about Bronny and not at all about the number 2 pick in the draft? Your thoughts on this quandary or strange situation? Next, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, 877-99 on Fox.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental wealth podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 500 million active members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks, which means you can turn $10 into $1,000. Wow! Plus, if you sign up today, you get $50 instantly when you play $5. And you don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Double wow! I was scrolling through the Prize Picks app just the other day, just browsing the night's baseball action. Since I was on a hot streak, I thought, let me throw down 10 bucks and see what happens. And it hit. My guys came through. I turned $10 into almost $300, and all it took was just a few clicks.
Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code ODD and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code ODD on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game.
You know, we love talking stats here on The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Here's one that's super simple to remember. Discover automatically doubles the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cash Back Match. That means with Discover, you can turn $150 cash back to $300. That's right. You can put it towards some memorabilia you've had your eye on or treat yourself to a premium sports network. You earn and Discover doubles. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Tired of routine Walgreens trips? Get rewarded for shopping with Drop. With Drop, you can earn free gift cards on groceries, gas, and more. Download Drop now and use code DROP55 to get $5 in points. Join Drop today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Fox Sports Radio has teamed up with TireRack.com to give away a set of 4 brand new tires. They're valued at up to $1,500. We're doing that every 2 weeks this summer. That's right. 3 lucky listeners will receive a set of 4 new tires plus installation, taxes, and fees. Value at up to $1,500. It's the summer of Tire Rack sweepstakes. You can enter daily at foxsportsradio.com to increase your chances of winning. That's right. You can register to win every single day to improve your chances. A winner will be selected every 2 weeks between now and August 25th for a set of 4 brand new tires. To enter and get the rules, visit foxsportsradio.com. It's all furnished by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. 877-99 on Fox. Everybody's talking about Bronny. Why aren't they talking about Alexander Sarr, who went 0-for-15 in one game? He's the number 2 pick in the draft. Plus, he's a foot taller than Bronny. Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Chad in the Natty, Cincinnati. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chad?
Happy Worship Wednesday, fellas.
What's up, buddy?
What's
How
up,
are you?
Brother? You too.
Just blessed to be here. My son's doing good, OG. Everything's working out for me. The Lord has kept his hands on me. I'm just blessed to be here. So,
amen.
How old is your son now? Is he 2?
No, he's 3.
3? Wow.
I still have that gift that you sent, too. So
that's awesome.
I think LeBron, he misstepped with this. He put a target on his son's back with the bragging, saying that he would be better than most NBA players.
Now he's got a target on his back.
Chris, you knew that was bad in the beginning. He's better than half the players in the league.
Right. Yeah.
And then God bless him. Even with his heart ailment, I still think he would be struggling. I think, you know, he would be struggling to play in the Big Ten this year if he would have went to OSU or if he would have stayed with USC since they transferred to the Big Ten. I think he would have struggled to play in the Big Ten. I just feel sorry for him because he has to live up to expectations that he'll never live up to. He's out there and he doesn't have a solid jump shot. He looks kind of lost in transition. I think he needs to work on his fundamentals. He probably should just stay in the G League this year so he doesn't get exposed. That way it won't break his confidence. So,
yeah.
But I appreciate you.
Well, that's the thing. That's a good point. Like,
thank you.
He's going to have to keep his confidence throughout this.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's 19 years old, which I guess could be something he can say, hey, I'm young. I'm not supposed to be out here killing.
But people lose confidence.
Some of the best players in the world.
100%. Didn't Klay Thompson talk about it at one point, Chris?
Yep.
Like he said he lost his confidence. He wasn't happens.
I mean, think about this, Rob. Like, when is the last time Bronny can look back and be like, I was balling? You know, like the McDonald's game? Which, you know, isn't too long ago. But you know what I mean? Like, he can't look back at USC. Obviously, summer league's been a struggle. So, he's got to keep his confidence up.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Marty in Pennsylvania, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What up, Marty?
Hey, what's up, Rob?
How are you?
I'm great. I'm out here working in the garden and enjoying your show.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, my man.
As always. You know what I love about Chris when he's covering basketball? I mean, he's got to be the most objective analyst I've ever heard covering basketball. You know, Chris is just barely taller than midget status, and he always. I know I had to throw a little dart at you, but now
you sound like Fernando. Talk about Martin.
Wow.
But it emphasizes how objective you are about the game. You think like a point guard. I know when you played, you've seen every size mismatch on the floor.
Right.
You always emphasize size. And, okay, nobody's talking about Sar, but you know what? Sar's 7-1. He shows some ball handling skills. He does show comfort on the floor. You can see where you can develop him, but you cannot make Bronny grow.
Right.
Star 7-1, you can't make Bronny grow.
Right.
So
yeah, that's true.
When it boils down to it, and Chris always points out, even when I'm watching the show in the mornings, you always emphasize size. And I'm like, man, this guy, he's the shortest guy on television. He just but it just shows your objectivity. And I love it. And you're right. I mean, Sar is you can see
where you can see it, right? You're
right,
like,
he can play
shots, but he's probably going to be all right.
Bronny's going to be with the Lakers. LeBron's already told them that he's willing to take a pay cut if they can get another guy. And I think that I think behind closed doors, that was part of the whole deal, you know, get my son with me. And I get it. You know, I'm a dad. Sometimes you spoil them, and sometimes you make the right choice. Sometimes you make the wrong choice. You love them.
Do you think he's made the wrong choice at this point? Do you think,
I don't know how to think in his shoes. He's a billionaire. So he's – in my shoes, I would be like, I don't need to make it too easy on my kid. I need to make him work for it. But in his shoes, it might be, well, you know, if it's don't work out, I'm a billionaire. He's good.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
But I still think this is about LeBron. I do, more than Bronny. That's just how I feel. All right, appreciate it, Marty. Do we have time
to
squeeze
in
or too late?
I think. Thank you. I don't know what that was.
It was a backhand. You got pimp slapped.
One more. Go ahead.
Real quick. Tim in Atlanta, Chili Tim. Real quick, buddy. We wanted to get you in. How you doing?
Chili Tim, brother.
I'm doing good, man. Hey, man, it's because Rich Paul and LeBron are publicity whores. Excuse me on this Worship Wednesday, but that's what they are. They asked for it. They got it.
Yep.
You know, this he has a position. He's a small guy that's not built for a league for small guards like that. You have to be exceptional to be at this, the height he is and play in the NBA. And like the Marty said, with other guys, you can see it. Like you they may be struggling now, but you see the glimpses. You haven't seen it with Vonnie. And his position, he has no height. You know, and guards, you have to have some type of skill to play in the NBA. I mean, look at Isaiah Thomas. He was small or, you know, like, but he had some type
of skill could get that he could play. Yeah. You already know, right.
Yeah, Bronny doesn't have that, so I don't know what he's going to do, man. And you're right, Rob. It's all about LeBron. He put him there, and now, you know, he wants to tell people, you know, lay it back. No, you ask.
You can't ask to lay it back now, Chris. You know that, right?
Well, look, now Bronny is a professional player now.
Right.
He's getting paid. You know, the people aren't going to lay off. I mean, he's going to get, you know, critiqued. And he's obviously struggling. You know, Rob, if you're that height generally and you're not a point guard, you have to be like a super freak athlete. And Bronny is athletic in terms of his leaping ability and he's got some strength. But he not like an Allen Iverson, you know, like just super freak athlete who could basically be a two guard, even though he's the size of a point guard. So he's just going to try to have to be defense, and he's got to get his 3-point shot improved so he can be a 3-and-D guy if that's what he's going to be in a rotation.
But you can't be 0-for-15 from three.
Nah.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
All right.
Martin, we can hear that every Saturday.
Rob, did you see the way Martin just let that insult from Fernando just flow off his back? Like, didn't even think about it.
You know,
he was having nightmares about that.
Yeah, you can't be that sensitive. That, you know, they rip us all the time, Chris and I. Yes, you're not supposed to respond.
Rob, it would be different if I had takes like you when people were ripping me for my opinions. See, that was what surprised me.
He doesn't like you on the air.
He was basically saying Martin's a blabbermouth.
Right, that's what he's saying. It's all right, Martin. You know what? The worst thing that could happen is nobody calls up to get on your case, which means you're irrelevant, okay? Were you right, Chris? Wouldn't you rather somebody be bothered by you?
Yes, love you or hate you.
Yes, they got an opinion on you.
Yeah, you're making them think about you.
Clearly came back tomorrow, Rob. I just wanted you to hear it since it kept getting mentioned on the show. That's
all right. That's all. Okay. Yeah. I heard it.
All right. Anyway, all right? It's time for Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble.
Hey, what the? That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
All right, what up, guys? Ryan Bershinger in for Rob G. Today we've got J.R. Gamble from MLBBro.com with us as well. So let's kick this off. Rob Manfred revealed on Tuesday that Major League Baseball will test robot umps during spring training in 2025, and if all goes well, could bring it to the big leagues as early as 2026. Easy question. Foul or fair to say robot umps would be a good thing for baseball?
Fair.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, full-time ABS umps would be ridiculous, actually. Another unnecessary change to a game that has already undergone great tweaks in the last 3 years, and it hasn't really helped the game that much, in my opinion, not in the ways that it should be, like improving hitters' ability to make contact and just get hit. Now, if you're using it for accuracy or for a challenge of a bad call, which Manfred said that's what they're going to start doing first, they're not just going to throw the robots in, they're going to use it to challenge calls, then that's kind of good because umpires in baseball have never really been held to a standard of any concrete grading system that the fans could understand. So if the manager wants to just use on challenges, that's good. But full-time, heck no. Human element still rules in sports.
Fair!
It's a fair ball.
No way.
Now, I do agree with JR in that I would prefer to have human umps. But you better start holding these dudes to the standard strike zone. Why does every umpire have their own strike zone? That's ridiculous. You go to the NFL, and some fields aren't 80 yards, others aren't 120. You got a standard. That's it. And that's what it should be with the strike zone. Whatever, hold them to the strike zone, and then we'll keep the human umps. But if they continue to fool around and make themselves a part of the story, and I got my own special strike zone, and he got his own special strike zone, then bring in the robots. So I'm giving the humans a chance, but if not, then bring on the robots.
I'm going foul.
That is a foul ball.
I this is the most overdone thing that I've ever seen. We watch NFL football with replay, and they still don't get the calls right every Sunday. We'll watch it, and they still don't get it. And they got replay and 1,000 cameras. And I don't know how many people sit around baseball fans and talk about the strike zone. Like that's just not the pressing moment. Tell me, what World Series was lost? Do you remember that time the umpire lost us the World Series? I just don't know how many times fans really talk about it in that vein. Chris, the only thing I'll agree with you is hold them accountable like Angel Hernandez, they forced him to retire. Right. Get rid of people if they don't do a good job, if you monitor them, right? And they don't do a good job at calling balls and strikes, and it's under 75% or whatever the threshold is, then they should be sent to do something else. That's all.
All right. Next up here.
All right, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Great job.
You know what I'm saying, right, Ryan? You're a baseball guy. Ryan, yes.
I feel that. You guys were talking about Shohei Ohtani earlier. So as if Shohei Ohtani needed another accolade to add to his resume, yesterday he became the first player in MLB history to start 4 straight All-Star games as a designated hitter.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and he's done it for 2 different leagues, which used to not be possible. With that said, is it foul or fair to say that Ohtani is already the greatest to DH of all time?
Oh, my.
JR.
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Come on, man. Gosh, everything is, everything's got to be hyped up 2 times 12. The two greatest designated hitters of all time are in the Hall of Fame, okay? They've both been there. So let me know when Ohtani reaches 541 career homers, hits about 290 for 20 seasons, like Big Poppy did. Let me know when he hits 343 or 356 with an OBP of .479, like Edgar Martinez did, then talk to me. In the words of Rob Parker, no way, no how.
Giggle, giggle. And I'm going to agree with JR. It's foul.
That is a foul ball.
It's just premature, Chris. You know what I mean? Like I know you want to fast forward and say he's going to do this for the next 12 years and automatically he's this or that. It's just too premature. Those other guys had long, storied careers and have resumes that are impressive. He's not the best DH ever.
I agree. Foul.
That is a foul ball.
It's just too early, right? Like Rob said. I mean, maybe, do it 5 more years, maybe.
Or something, but
no, it's just, yes, it's way too early for that.
All right, quickly, last one here. The sons of Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz were both taken on the final day of the MLB draft this week. It's a great story for sure, but an even greater story would be if their sons were drafted while Manny and Big Poppy were both still playing. In fact, we haven't seen a father-son duo playing on the same team since Rock Raines and his son Tim in 2001. So, is it foul or fair to say we won't see another father-son duo in the majors again in our lifetimes?
In our lifetimes? Wow. Foul.
That is a foul ball.
But honestly, with this question, how the heck do we really know, Ryan? How will we know? It's not a statistic. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a stat. Like, will we see somebody get paid $1 billion?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
800 career home runs, right? Or steal 150 bases. That question is based on too many factors. Will we ever see a father-son play together? I don't know. A father has to come, he has to play, and then he has to have a son. And then 15, 20 years later, the son has to play, and the father still has to be there. So I couldn't honestly tell you, but I can definitely say it's not the last time we've probably ever seen that with the way medicine is going and the way people are taking care of their bodies. So, yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, the guys, you know, I shouldn't say they're playing longer, but their nutrition and everything is better, so they theoretically could play longer. And baseball is the sport, even though LeBron's about to do it, but baseball is the sport where it's most likely, right? I think we will see somebody.
Yeah, I agree. Foul.
That is a foul ball.
And I don't just have a young, you know, I have a kid early, Chris, right, and JR, and they're good. And like the idea that nobody, guys, baseball, you could have a long career. Guys play 20 years in baseball. So it's not inconceivable. And I almost forgot that Rock Reigns and his son Tim played together.
I did too.
I almost forgot that. Chris, you don't remember that, do you?
No.
I don't remember that. Yeah.
Yep. I don't either.
Yep. All right. Absolutely. Thanks, JR.
All right, JR, thanks, man. Great stuff.
You guys agree with me too much today.
I know. Well, you know what's the All-Star break? We're mailing it in, too.
Did I do that?
More iCover coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, man.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You know, we love talking stats here on The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Here's one that's super simple to remember. Discover automatically doubles the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cash Back Match. That means with Discover, you can turn $150 cash back to $300. That's right. You could put it towards some memorabilia you've had your eye on or treat yourself to a premium sports network. You earn and Discover doubles. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Is getting gas at Exxon burning a hole in your wallet? Get the Drop app. With Drop, you can earn free gift cards just by filling up your tank. Download Drop now. Use code DROP66 to instantly receive $5 in points.
Are you ready to have your bacon loving mind blown? Well, here it is. Oscar Mayer takes 12 hours to smoke some delicious thick-cut bacon. Most other bacon out there is smoked for 4 to 6 hours, but Oscar Mayer doubles that time. Let's put that into perspective. You could drive from Detroit to Omaha, and Oscar Mayer thick-cut bacon wouldn't be finished smoking. You could spend the morning and all afternoon watching the Lord of the Rings trilogy in full. You could even go to bed, get a full night's sleep, wake up, shower, have breakfast, including some delicious Oscar Mayer bacon, and then drive to work. And to think that the bacon would still be smoking. The point is, all of these take at least half a day to complete, and Oscar Mayer takes the best cuts and smokes them over real hardwood chips for a really long time until it tastes really good. So buy some Oscar Mayer thick-cut bacon now and enjoy.
All right, it's the
iCouple coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio. Shortly after our show, podcast goes up. If you miss any of today's show, just check out the pod. Search iCouple wherever you get your podcast, and also follow, rate, and review our podcast. Again, just search iCouple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Rob, there was a Martin and I talked a lot about this survey that ESPN did of executives, nearly 80 executives and coaches around the NFL. And they ranked the quarterbacks, top 10 quarterbacks. Dak Prescott was 10, Jared Goff 9, Aaron Rodgers 8, C.J. Stroud 7, Justin Herbert 6, who was Matthew Stafford 5, Lamar Jackson 4, Josh Allen 3, Joe Burrow 2, Patrick Mahomes 1. You have any issues with that list, that top 10?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's arbitrary. I don't know what it's based off of. Is it just based off of – because if it's based off of last year, then Aaron Rodgers shouldn't be in. He didn't play. You know what I mean? So that's why
– who they think this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't really make a true gauge on it, Chris, because Aaron Rodgers, if you're doing historical, which is the only way he could fit in, he would be higher than C.J. Stroud, right? If you're just going by that. So that's weird that he probably shouldn't be in it unless it's just they're just
even
guessing.
The last time just we guessing. Saw him, which was his last year in Green Bay, he didn't look great. He you know, he was career lows in, at least as a starter, in tons of categories. So, but one anonymous scout, Rob, or executive said that Bronny, I'm watching Bronny now. Had him on the
I didn't know if this was a replay. I was trying to figure that out. I was
this is live. Yeah, this is live.
Because they played, this is their third Summer League game.
Fourth game. Is it only the second?
It says
Vegas?
Their record is 0-2. Yeah. So the other games, they don't count the other ones. Yeah, okay.
I think 2 in the Bay Area, and this is their third in Vegas. But anyway, they said that one anonymous executive said that Josh Allen is one of the most overrated players in the NFL. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I don't know. One of the most overrated. I mean, he's done a lot of stuff. He's piled up numbers. He's
got more touchdowns than any quarterback, including Mahomes, over the last 5 years.
Yeah. That's
by like more than 20.
I get it, Chris. The turnovers bother you. You know what I mean?
Right.
I do get that part. I do, because he turns the ball over a lot. Tries to do too much sometimes when he could just go down, right?
Yep.
So I could see where somebody would not like that. But to call him the most overrated, I think that's a stretch.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone – there are a handful of people out there that think he's better than Patrick Mahomes. One voter of the, you know, of the 70-some-odd – people that they survey had Josh Allen over Mahomes 1. And then there's some that think he's on the same, you know, he's just as good or something like that. That's overrated. But overall, I for those that don't think he's better than Mahomes, or at least as good as Mahomes, I don't know how you say that. Then I think he's properly rated. He's third in the list. You could argue he should be 4 if you want to move Lamar ahead of him. You could argue he could be 2nd. Right, if you want to put him ahead of Joe Burrow. So
who else was on that? Give me that real quick. The
Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert.
I think Justin Herbert is too high.
Maybe, yeah. He's got the eye test, the numbers, yeah, but he hadn't done anything as far
Chris,
as
Chris, he took a step back last year. Let's just admit it.
Remember? Yeah, but that's one bad year.
I'm just saying.
You know what I mean? Like, he's been great as
But I'm just saying.
Most
like,
of his little short
I think he's a little overrated.
If he doesn't do well, that's fair, though. But if he doesn't do well under Harbaugh, then he's going to drop.
No, he won't when they're running the ball every down.
You know, pick it up again. All right, we out. Peace!
Zigazoo has made me zigzag. What I mean by that is I swore I would never let my kids on social media, but now I'm setting them loose on Zigazoo.
Zigazoo is a space for kids to post videos they've created and to share them with other kids just like them. Videos that are moderated by actual people. And since there's no messaging, you don't have to worry about social trolling. Zigazoo, the world's largest social network for kids. Download the Zigazoo app today.
You know, we love talking stats here on The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Here's one that's super simple to remember. Discover automatically doubles the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cash Back Match. That means with Discover, you can turn $150 cash back to $300. That's right. You can put it towards some memorabilia you've had your eye on or treat yourself to a premium sports network. You earn and Discover doubles. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, who doesn't love bacon? And did you know Oscar Mayer smokes their delicious bacon for 12 hours over real hardwood? That's a really long time to perfect the smoky flavor, and even longer than it takes to go on a long road trip from Chicago to Pittsburgh, stop for food along the way, and still get there while the bacon is smoking. The point is, Oscar Mayer takes the best cuts and smokes them over real hardwood chips. There's no wrong way to enjoy it. So buy some Oscar Mayer thick cut bacon now.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man. The hit show returns, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. The stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu.